Trust me. Trust me.
Yeah.
Y'all. Can't see. Can't see here. Back in the box.
It's got been shit off there. Also stood.
JBL on the wall. Move to meeting room and bring laptop. Laptop in hand. Fuck the internet drive.
Ik wil ook zeggen, onze stoel is weg. Hij is niet al te snel.
Laptop?
Nee, gewoon alles.
Nee,
ik heb echt nog een half uur moeten wachten voor hij in de site kwam waar ik meer informatie moest halen.
Ja. Yeah. You should speak in. Hello. Hello. Hello there, little friend.
Hello. Hello. Okay, welcome everyone to our next meeting. I'm busy writing and busy leading the meeting, but I prepared a little presentations once again, or at least agenda. I think the biggest part of the presentation will be on your side. We are here at the conceptual design meeting, which is hereby opened. Once again, I will try to write some minutes, which I just from the previous meeting placed inside our project folder, which was quite some typing. Today we once again have three presentations, if I'm right, and after that we will take a decision on the remote control concepts, and just as the last time we have 40 minutes to accomplish that. Okay, well, I'd say let's start with the first presentation, in the same order as last time. Okay. Oh, take it away.
Okay, I'm welcome. You're component design. First of all, I'd like to accommodate some of those things. I elaborate some of the things I did. I elaborated on the concept. What should we say about the components, its properties, and what kind of material should we use to make one of those remote controls? Well, first of all, I've subtracted some of the components that are used from what the remote controls form. First of all, the case, the surrounding of the remote control. I would like to give you an idea of how I thought about Giraffe's gone there. Okay, the case is made from rubber, I suppose. That's one of the because when you use remote control, a lot of people will drop their remote control and break because the titanium was also an option, but it's a very expensive material. Rubber is, I think, the best suitable material to use for a remote control. It's also possible to create fancy colors with rubber. Rubber makes it easy to let yourself color. Titanium, you have to paint it, and with that, it's possible to scratch it or make it ugly. The total piece of rubber that's used to make a case is the same color. So if you scratch it, it's still the same color. Perhaps it's a little bit damaged, but it's a very strong material. I had an idea, it's single curved. So it's two dimensional. I think it's best drawn. Green.
It's a color.
Brass color. Physical.
Mm.
Forward.
Right. Okay. Let's make it black. Okay. I thought of an idea like this. Oh, not that. Also, it looks nice when it's on your table. So you get it doesn't lay flat down on the table, but it stands.
Also, side view.
Side view, yes, a side view. So I'm not technically good at 3D modeling, but it's just an idea I had. So it also looks nice when it's on the table. The graphical user interface and the buttons. We also thought about that already. I thought about the LCD touchscreen, which is easy to clean too. One of the great advantages of the LCD screens, just use some Clossex or another cleaning from some cleaning stuff. And it should be made of strong plastic, and it should be bright. Well, I already explained some properties of that material, and I think we almost concluded about that. So this should be our button component. So that's all about the buttons. The batteries, we also thought about that already, will be chargeable with an option for a mount station, so you can put the remote control in a mount station so it charges itself up instead of plugging it in or something like that. Questions?
No. Just looking.
And they should be long-lasting, not be empty in about 2 minutes or 30 minutes or 40 minutes of use. And next step is the chip, the component that makes or transmits the signal to the television. There was an option to use a rather simple chip, but I think because of our highly requiring requirements, there should be an advanced chip in it with also the ability to facilitate speech recognition, which unfortunately is still in a test phase. So there should be some more investigation on that side. My personal preference is, I also overheard in the last meeting that we should use our own business colors. That was correct, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I think they are rather boring for use with rubber.
Oh well, business colors. I thought it was the slogan and the corporate image. So yeah, in this color.
There should be in mind.
But
it?
I don't think you have to make the entire thing in the.
Okay,
color.
So it doesn't says to have the.
It must be recognizable.
Okay. Well, it's possible, of course. You could make
the
R&R on the top of the machine. So they are pretty boring, I suggest, because with the availability with rubber to make fantastic colors, and also in a lot of possible colors, so it's possible to make very fancy remote controls, which people will find there interesting, and will buy them faster when they look the same old gray or black colors. As I said before, rubber is impossible to damage severely. Instead of, of course, you can break it when you break it. It's, for example, with a pair of scissors or something like that. But if you drop it, it's not broken right away. Instead of using plastic, hard plastic or titanium. And I personally liked the single curved remote control because it makes it fancy. Okay. Well, that's all about my findings.
Okay. Thank you.
I thought a little bit about the interface, how it should look. And we determined that there will not be no buttons, but only an LCD screen, so I had to look on that. And the design is therefore based on what we just thought of. First, there are some new findings and new technology. There's speech recognition. And this is that you ask, you give a question through the device, and it answers you. And they already put this in a coffee maker. And so that you say, good morning, coffee maker, and it says to you back, good morning, Joe, or what you name. There's an easy way to program that. You say record into the device, into the speaker, and then you say the question, and 3 seconds later you say the answer, and then when you say the question, it gives you the answer. Perhaps it's useful because people lose the remote, they can yell, remote, where are you? And then that calls or something. And perhaps we could implement that. And then I have to go out of the presentation because I tried to make some kind of idea of how it should look like, but I can't draw, so don't make too much of it. I tried to, the LCD screen, I tried to draw. So I thought at least the icon for the volume. I don't know if there's an icon for the program.
No, just B.
Yeah. So, and then the buttons above and below. The mute button, also recognizable as an icon.
Where's the button for 2 digits?
I forgot that one. I thought I forgot something. But, the numbers. It should be a bit larger, I think. It's not really on scale and so forth. An options button. And I thought the button to change text apart because it's not really options, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's options, yeah. The settings of the remote and of the TV and that kind of good code settings or something. But this is a bit how I felt. And the LCD somewhere in the remote, there should be more curved in the remote, actually. So that's better in your hand or something.
Okay, yeah.
But, a microphone for the speech machine if you want to implement that. And then if you press the options button, then you have an example of, and then you should get the other options. What you can do, and that you could do with something like this. And it's also, I think we discussed earlier that older people don't really want to use these extra settings, and older people also don't really want to use this this kind of option menus. But they want to use one button and then something happens, and not choose with this kind of. And you could put a scrolling device on the side of your remote, so you could scroll across these things. That's an option.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Oh, third
again.
Third again.
Team member. presentation.
Okay, I'm going to tell you something about trend washing. The trends from the past years, what people like, what youngsters like, what elderly people like, about shapes, colors, material and stuff. The method I use was, like I thought, I watched the trends from past years about color, shapes, material they wanted from elderly and young people, so we can keep that in mind for designing the files itself. Files I made. The most important thing people liked the past year was that the remote control should look fancy. The second important thing that Google should be innovative, okay. Like the LCD screen, that's quite innovative, so that should be great meaning for this. And the third thing is it should be easy to use. I think with only one menu for button, channel, volume, it should also be enough for easy to use. The personal preferences for the young people, they liked fruity colors like banana yellow, strawberry red, and stuff.
Grass green.
Yeah, like that. The round shapes and soft materials like the rubber.
Mm.
Should be soft. You should be feeling spongy or SpongeBob.
Let's build it into a sponge.
Elderly people like colors which are being seen in the autumn, like wood, dark brown, a red, deep red, and stuff. They like square shapes with round edges. And hard materials like wood, titanium, those kind of materials they like. This is a bit like the young people's like, the fully colors. Innovative, all the colors you see, the blue, the red, the white, the yellow, that stuff. And then I personally thought the front side of the shape should be something for the young people, like this or something. It's a bit like banana, and the color should be yellow or something.
Mm.
And for the elderly people, just plain old, because we decided to have two kind of remotes, two designs, or was it two colors? Different colors, yeah.
Different
we should
colors.
Decide whether it's going to be with round shapes. I think, like my colleague, you said, if that's even better, or for the elderly people, something like the iPod or something, with round squares. Simple, but easy to use.
Mm.
That's it.
So that for the older people, a more traditional.
Yeah, like the older colors.
I can maybe.
You could change the colors. That was also the end.
Yeah.
Which shape you should take.
Colors. Yeah, I guess changing colors will be easier than
changing the shape of
the shape of
remote control.
Perhaps you could find something in the middle.
Yeah.
Round
so
but square.
Round corners but square, yeah.
Maybe then both groups will buy it.
Yeah.
If you do it a square with round corners but a little in the middle of it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Kind of like
what do you mean? Like this.
Yeah.
It's a bit square, but it's also a bit
kind of like a beer glass.
So,
yeah.
But then
I know what you mean.
Same size.
It's also easy to have to put in your hand.
Yeah, but it's also how other remotes are shaped, so that's
yeah.
Perhaps that's a good thing, so that's easy to use. People know the
we'll recognize that as a remote
yeah.
control. What I saw on your
something like that. Autumn colors like red, brown, they like wood a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Maybe we could give it like a wooden look or something.
Yeah. Kind of like old cars.
A bit old school style, Renaissance, medieval.
Swords.
Put it all together.
Those kind of things. So you see the big difference between the young people, fresh, exciting, and old people.
So that's easy to do with the color, I think.
Sorry?
It's easy to do with the color.
Yeah, I think it's easier to do in color than in shape.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise
yeah,
you have different shapes, and colors is way easier than shapes. And material, rubber,
rubber is, like I said, young people like more soft materials than spongy ones, and the old people like play wood.
Yeah.
So we have to decide if we're going to use real hard rubber or soft rubber or something. Something between that.
Soft
also
rubber.
In between.
Yeah, but soft rubber, which you can feel.
Yeah, I know.
I don't think you should have to mold it.
No, or
it should,
what
shouldn't
something
be
no, 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 but you have to do like a eraser or something. That's a bit you can press it in, or something harder.
Yeah.
But like this kind of armor.
Yeah, something like this, yeah.
It is quite hard.
It's yeah, it's quite hard, but you can press it in.
Yeah.
It feels kind of spongy.
Don't think it's wrong.
No. So we need a spongy feeling.
Did you have something?
We're going to invite SpongeBob.
So we should first decide about shape, I think.
Yeah, I think it's a better thing to do.
Then you can fit the LCD screen in it. And can decide.
I also can't help but notice that you used you had a remote control, but it had.
And the LCD screen was rather small.
Yeah,
I think the LCD screen should be like
your size.
Yeah.
But I think it should be larger.
Yeah, three quarter of the.
Yeah, three quarters. So you don't have to put your.
Yeah, but it won't get that small when the LCD screen
yeah.
is.
So when you get this.
Larger, I think.
Larger, because you want to put your hand.
But
yeah,
you
because
now
you,
you can put your hand there, and then you won't touch the screen.
Yeah,
so
okay, true.
But not on the screen because.
yeah, that's
an idea. Looks a bit like a Game Boy now.
Yeah, but if you make the LCD screen as large as the remote control itself, you always get some.
You always touch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're very greasy and stuff.
But you won't get that small because you have how much? 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 buttons on the screen.
Yeah.
1, 2, 0.
You don't want it
two
too
digits.
Small. How, yeah, how large?
You have to, because some fat people with thick fingers press three buttons at the same time.
But if you want to make it international, Japanese people got rather small hands.
Yeah, true. But yeah, we have a zoom option, right?
Zoom option? Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. You can make it larger with accompanying. A greater field to push the button.
Yeah.
And we won't include a pen or something to point. Mm-hmm. Huh? We want to do it with our fingers,
yeah.
right?
Your fingers,
yeah.
You want to
because
you
can use a pen.
Yeah, but I think people want to use a remote with their
fingers.
Yeah,
yeah.
They're used
to
that.
Yeah, I think this is a good size for the screen. I don't know how large the actual remote should be.
Maybe we have to add a tissue to remove the grease from all the.
You can
okay,
buy
well maybe if I can interrupt you, maybe I should show some points on which we should take a decision,
sure.
So we can discuss these points. There are those points. Energy question mark? How should we supply thing with energy? How are we going to do it with a separate docking station and then put accus in it? Chip on print and case, those are points my coach advised me to discuss here, but I hope you have ideas about them.
I think engine or batteries and then a
docking station.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's
maybe
the first point. We
to
already
include
decided that on the
rechargeable
PC.
Batteries,
yeah.
which you can recharge
yeah.
through the docking station.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
if the
like
batteries are dead,
okay,
you can,
like
you can change them.
Yeah, you get some of those. Wireless mice.
Yeah.
Mouse.
Yeah.
A bit of mice.
Like those.
Kind of like those kind of batteries.
But it should be, I think, normal batteries,
normal plain batteries you can buy at the supermarket.
Mm.
Or
simple rechargeable batteries.
What was with the chip on print?
The chip on print? You get. Yeah, I think so. Chip and print with a simple, yeah, not simple, but we also discussed that.
Yeah, well, how does that work with the LCD screen? We still have a print.
You always have a print plate.
Thank you, pardon?
You always have a print plate, right?
Yeah, sure, of course. Yeah.
Always, so. I don't know what we have to decide about that.
Yeah, well, it's a good question. Because it was in there and I didn't.
Well,
any
chip on print,
about
I think what I mean with the regular rubber buttons that you got, it's always clear for the remote control when you press a certain button.
Mm-hmm.
But when you got an LCD screen, with no. With not the buttons
but
are not always on the same place. For example, if you enlarge a button, or if you got several options appearing on your screen, the coordinations aren't always the same. When you get a regular button, the button of standby is always on the same place, and you get on the
print plate of LCD screen is more advanced than a normal print plate, so that's not any discussion, I think.
Now, you need some kind of CPU, I guess?
I suppose so.
No, I don't know. I don't think
it is a simple CPU, but it
is. Yeah, okay, but I don't know if. No, it's quite a simple LCD screen. I think they don't need that big.
But
CPU.
The remote control has to know whether you're in the settings menu or just you just want to turn up the volume.
Yeah. Okay. True.
So it has to have some kind of calculation unit on CPU. Know in which state you are and in which button you are pressing at the right moment.
Mm-hmm. Because we're projecting the buttons on the LCD screen.
And a touchscreen makes it possible to get coordination of your finger on the screen. In case, I already discussed the case, we wanted to make it from rubber and.
That's a hard rubber like this or soft rubber?
A hard rubber, I think. That's easy to handle.
Bounces back from the floor when you.
We have different colors.
this
so shapes is something between square shapes with round corners and a round shape. No, I don't think. I think it's more round than square.
It should be a bit longer.
I think it meets more the young people than the older people.
But that's what we wanted, huh?
Yeah, that's our target.
It's our main target.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Lower than 40 years, I think.
Mm. Well, and how about my idea of making it with one single curve?
Oh, yeah, I thought that was quite good.
Because it's a gadget and you want to show it off, of course.
You have a fancy design then, right away.
And you can put it on your table with an LCD screen. You don't have to put it, get it in your hand, you can put it next to you and then type it in.
Yeah, that's
cool.
It's not easier.
Yeah.
No.
So did you write that down? And get a single curved rubber, fancy colored,
you can't
remote control.
You can't. Oh, you can draw it on your paper and then load it on the.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah. But
and load it on the news or the server.
And about the user interface, there are also some questions about the concepts, I think. You have some ideas on
I
that?
Have
you showed your drawing?
Isn't it better to have the sound and the channel buttons horizontal?
I don't know.
With the minus and the plus.
I think
it's easier than.
I thought it was easier to handle this way. I don't know what they think.
Sorry.
Would you like to have the buttons horizontal or vertical?
Or sound and
the
channel.
On the screen, if you make the screen vertical, it doesn't matter. If you make it in a rectangle.
If we make it like this,
it's square.
I think it's easier. what's up from here. Mine's here. What's up from here?
What's your fault? Oh, okay.
And over here.
Yeah.
All the buttons. And over here. Top.
Yeah. But I think
and
I
then you have something like the V over here. And the sound.
And I think that's no matter what you're used to. I think I would put the plus and the minimum right here. And then the P is in the middle and that's coming here.
Can you? Your time.
Almost. Yeah, I think when you're holding it, you could press the minus and the plus, and with the other finger, then.
Yeah, I think you're going to use it in one time.
Yeah, but I think. Perhaps I
have
some examples.
We'll leave that to the usability engineering then.
What's usability engineering?
That's me. I'm going to look if I've got some examples. Because perhaps you should choose what's most often used. Because they can use that better.
Consistency.
Yeah.
Oh, then I have that, those numbers.
Here's our.
Good watch.
I don't really know.
Everybody's searching in his dark.
Channel selection. Per hour 168. Volume selection 4 times.
Yeah, but I mean if it's usually plus or min above each other or next to each other on a normal or not.
Not how often it's used, but
that depends on the remote.
Look in here, but here's it's below, here also, and then here's next to each other. I think it's
I think I mean because I have two televisions at home. One is horizontal, one is vertical. So
yeah, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, it depends.
I think that the volume is usually above each other because you go higher and down, and the program is next to each other because you go further and back.
Hmm.
Sure.
That's how it is usually. When I look here.
Okay, let's cut to the chase.
Yeah, well, I think we don't have to decide about that now, where we will put the buttons.
Yeah, it is user interface.
Yeah.
Component.
It's content, it's in the actual design, you should know where you move play.
Okay, well. Yeah. Interface.
And speech, shall we implement that?
Yeah, well, we just heard about the new
technology. I think it's easy for the programmer to do that. It's right here.
Yeah. But then you should also find a place. You could, if you do it like this, you could put it in a corner or something.
Mm.
You can talk into the corner.
A microphone, yeah.
Well, that's not even necessary because you can make a very sensitive microphone. So it makes it possible to just put it around underneath it or on the bottom of the.
Yeah,
maybe at the bottom where you can. Can help hold it with your hand. That there's also a microphone over there.
So
that's not important. I think that's not very important. Just it doesn't matter where the microphone is.
But you should decide for
you. Oh, okay, sure. Okay. Well,
I think where it isn't seen most.
Yeah, indeed, it shouldn't be
very. You could put it in a logo of the company.
Well,
yeah.
Maybe just in
between
the spot you just
round the arc.
Point
yeah.
Because I think it should be in an important position where people can see it because it is the unique idea of our remote, the speech control.
Yeah.
So where do you want to put it?
Oh, maybe
it doesn't make it any more fancy because you get to see.
No, actually, it does because you can find it better if you use it.
Yeah, but
it's a way for you to. So it makes it more fancy because other remotes don't have that.
Yeah.
But are we talking about the button or about the microphone?
The microphone. There
because
is no button.
The microphone is a very small thing, but you can make it look like it's big, so it's really an important function of the remote.
I think the left under corner should be the best. Well, it isn't
most insightful. Okay.
I think.
Well, put it there. I don't mind. That doesn't really matter.
No. Actually, it doesn't.
Okay.
Alright.
So?
Any more?
So, well, type supplements.
Interface type?
I know. Yeah, well. We already discussed
that.
Yeah,
supplements.
Well,
the supplement is
the, like you said, like scroll up next to the remote.
Yeah.
Isn't that handy? I think it's better to just type. Tap what you'd like to do on the screen. If you want to go back, you have the back button, go back.
Mm.
If you want to choose audio settings, you press audio settings and it goes to the submenu.
This might not be different.
Yeah, the young people do like
use
scroll.
Yeah,
yeah,
like
I think so too. So why not? On side.
Or at least, yeah, I don't know if you need to scroll. But the menu orientated they like most, and I think you can navigate through a menu.
I think the scroll is easier if you have a lot of options.
Yes.
But if you don't have a lot of options, then
you have a lot of options. Because when you use, the settings menu, for example, to look up some channels on your television,
mm-hmm.
you should scroll down on a menu,
mm-hmm.
which probably does not fit on your screen.
Yeah, okay, true.
So then it's very handy to scroll down.
Okay.
You make just a rubber, just like on your mouse, or just put it on a side, and it's very easy to use.
Okay, no problem.
And I think it would make it even more fancy, because you have another interesting thing on the side, which you can touch.
It's also different.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, there's our 5 minutes warning. Any more questions about the design, or the user interface, or different components? Everyone?
Everybody think
they can
materials clear.
Yeah, what's the standard color?
Or
standard? Yeah,
is there a standard color?
No, we have different color. How many colors?
You have different colors, but you should have a standard
one.
Color.
I think
black
is standard.
Yeah, black. I think is the standard.
With a yellow,
if you want to be
darker, something like this color or something.
Just a regular.
Yeah, like
color.
Yeah.
And then have
or silver
covers.
I think it's better to have silver nowadays.
Silver, yeah.
I think you see more silver
see a lot
than
of
black.
Silver and black.
Silver and black are our main colors.
Also traditional,
yeah.
So,
I think we have silver, black, and between those, like, I don't know, five colors between them or something.
Yeah, what about the yellow thing? I mean,
it's
better
yellow, yeah.
It could be ugly, but it's definitely fancy.
Red?
yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Green?
But if you use silver, silver rubber isn't fancy.
True.
When you use titanium, silver is fancy, but when you use silver rubber, it is fancy. Silver has to shine, and rubber doesn't shine.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when it's made of soft rubber like this.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, I would think about colors like red, yellow,
yeah,
blue,
of course, the fruity colors,
yes.
And the autumn colors, like red and brown. Now, yeah, dark red
mm-hmm.
and brown.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so.
And do I have to have a normal black one, or?
Pinging.
No,
okay.
Pinging.
Okay, so that wraps it up. Everybody knows what to do. Well,
I don't know what to do.
I don't know what to do.
Okay.
The next meeting is once again in 30 minutes. Here are the individual actions, and especially notice that the industrial designer and the user interface designer are going to work together on the prototype drawing on the smart board, and of course, to all four of us, instructions
will be
emailed by personal coach.
We'll work together, but do we have to stay here, or do we?
Well, I'd say just wait for email and find out.
Yes.
I don't know.
Okay.
I think we should work.
Okay, well, that was what I had to say.
Yeah,
final thoughts from anyone?
No.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Finished.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Can we keep talking English now?
Ja, ik vind ze gewoon lekker wachten op dingen tot je e-mails krijgt.
Yeah.
Peace out.
Bye.
Okay, well, I'll try to put the minutes in the project folder as soon as possible.
Okay.
Yeah. Hopefully faster this time. Okay, good luck.
Bye.
Bye. Is that here?
Here.
True, yeah. This is smart board, so.
Yeah. So you have to keep talking?